Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. No ordinary worship. Come on and give God praise this morning. Come on and give him thanks this morning. He awoke you today. He gave you the breath of life. He's allowing you the privilege, the blessing, the opportunity of receiving another day. Someone somewhere did not receive this same privilege. Won't you praise him today? Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. And I have a fired up word for you today. Our topic for today is, are you a two-faced Christian? Are you a two-faced Christian? And we're in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions and comments live on air, and there is no topic off limits, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's R-A-W-S. As in Sam, I.org. But if you cannot tune in live, you can follow the podcast to receive the recording by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. And on Monday through Fridays at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive the recording of Daily Fire. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., when Real Talk goes live, you'll receive a text which includes a link to Just Press, which will dial you in, or another link you can press, which will immediately tune you in online, because we don't send out recordings of Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. Let's get into this word. I'm in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, reading from the KJV. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Listen to this again. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, if you're just making up reasons and rationalizing and justifying why you feel you shouldn't be serving God, choose you this day whom you will serve. Then make a decision. Quit being unstable. Quit talking out of both sides of your neck. Quit being two-faced. whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. There are all kind of gods with little g's all over the place. But as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. In other words, we've made a decision. I've made a decision as the leader of that home that we're not going to be two-faced Christians. We're going to serve the Lord. Today, the same question is being posed to you in a different format. Are you a two-faced Christian? You know, one who believes God today but doubts his very existence in your life tomorrow. One who's shouting all over the place and naming it and claiming it, professing and witnessing about the goodness of God as long as everything in your life is going exactly the way you want it to go, but who is pondering whether or not God still loves you or God is real, or whether or not God still hears your prayers when things aren't going the way you want them to go. Joshua said in 24:15, you must make some kind of decision. Because serving God, it is an affirmative choice. It does not occur through osmosis of whom your daddy served or your mother served, but you have to consciously choose that you and your house, glory, you and the place where you live, you and your thoughts, your words, your witness, the things you do and what you say will evidence the choice that you will serve the Lord. The Lord whom? The Lord God. Hallelujah. The first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher of your faith, the creator of the whole world, you will serve the Lord. Capital or uppercase L. You will serve God. Glory. Capital or uppercase G. Whom will you serve? In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 21, Elijah was dealing with the people, the prophet Elijah, because they were sometimes wanting to serve God and other times they wanted to serve the devil. They just couldn't make up their minds. They wanted to serve Baal. So he asked them the question. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. You know why? Because they were double-minded, unstable in their faith, unstable in their belief. They vacillated. They were tossed to and fro. And then they wondered why they could not continually receive the blessings of God in an ongoing, consistent manner. Because they're two-faced. God couldn't trust them. He could not trust their faith. Is it the same for you today? Can God trust you? Can he trust your declaration today that you'll live for him and die for him? Or does he already know, because he knows the end before the beginning, that on tomorrow you'll deny him? That on next week you'll backslide? Next month, you'll just altogether turn away from him because you encountered some kind of trial, some kind of tribulation. You prayed for him to not let your loved one pass away, but he healed the loved one through the transition of passing away, and now you're mad at him. Why are you mad when his word already said that it is appointed unto us to die? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Every person will die. Why are you mad at God? Because for some reason you thought you should be, or your loved one should be the exception. You weren't mad at him when your friend's loved one passed away. Oh, this is good teaching. You weren't mad at him when your friend's child passed away. You weren't mad at him when your friend's mother or your cousin's mother, which was your aunt, passed away. But because now it's you and it's in your camp, in your home, you are two-faced and you've given up on him. He is that same God, hallelujah, that you were telling them to trust in, that God understands, that God needed the angel, that God knows what is best, to continue to have faith in God. He was that same God then. He hasn't changed. You've changed. It's your unstable faith. Oh, this is a good word here on Daily Fire. I'm taking you to glory in Christ. I'm provoking and challenging you in your faith. Who are you going to serve? Hallelujah. In Revelations 3:15-16, God said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would, listen to this, I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In other words, God said, I can't deal with a two-faced, straddling the fence follower. Either you be hot or cold. Either you put both feet planted in me in heaven, or you put both feet planted in disbelief in hell. But I don't need no lukewarm Christian. I don't need a lukewarm follower. I need someone who understands that I am God, and that beside me there is none other, that I design the world. I order your stuff. I know what's going to happen, and who will trust me even when they don't understand, even when they don't believe it, even when they can't rationalize it, they'll still believe that I'm God and still follow me. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or you cannot serve God and Satan. See, you're going to have to choose you this day, as Joshua said, whom ye shall serve. But as for me and my house, he said, we will serve the Lord. I told you, brothers and sisters, that making the decision to serve the Lord was the best decision I've ever made in my life. I want to remind you that nobody can love you like Jesus. No one offers you unconditional, agape, everlasting, forgiving love and mercy like Jesus. No one can hold you like Jesus. No one can console you and take all your burdens and your sin upon himself like Jesus. Glory. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody love you and hold you and bless you and forgive you. Can't nobody save you and heal you and deliver you. Can't nobody make a way and be a shield and a protector. Can't nobody answer your prayers like Jesus. Glory. You got to make a decision to no longer be a two-faced Christian. James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, when a person can't make a decision, they're double-minded. They're unstable. You really can't rely on them, because what they tell you is unlikely to come to pass. Today they love you, tomorrow they hate you. Today you're their friend, tomorrow you're their frenemy. The next day you're their outright enemy. Today they're blessing you, tomorrow they're cursing you. Today they help you, tomorrow they can't help you. Today you can speak with them in confidence, tomorrow they post all your business on social media. I'm talking about a double-minded person, a lukewarm person, a two-faced person, an unstable person, someone who lacks the ability to make a choice, to make a decision. Glory. God says no more. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Let's get ready to go into prayer. You got to make a decision whether or not you want to serve God. Then I'm going to do the altar calling in with your tithes. Oh, Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We say this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised, and so we praise you. So we honor you. So we glorify you. That name which is above every name, that name of Jesus, we call on the name of Jesus. We summon your authority. We summon your presence. We call on the name of Jesus. Father, today we want to make a decision to choose to serve you, an affirmative choice that we are going to no longer be two-faced, no longer be unstable, no longer be double-minded. We have made the decision that you are God and we want to live for you. You are God and we want to serve you. You are God. You are our master, our savior. We want to reign with you on this earth and to live with you in glory forevermore. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. We are they who serve the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. 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 Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Father, bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them when they rise. Bless them when they lie down. Bless them throughout their day. Bless them wherever they go. Cover them, Father. Place your angels all around them. Protect them, Lord, and we just praise you. Because now they're solid. They're solid in the faith. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, today, I choose to serve the Lord. Say, today, I choose to serve the Lord. Say, as for me and my house, we will serve God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our time is run, so let me give the altar call. Then I'll end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I made the decision that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I made the decision that as for me and my house, we will serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everyone. Welcome to the family of Christ. Let's just praise him. Wherever you are, begin to give God praise. Begin to thank him and tell him hallelujah. Now that you've gotten saved, you must stay saved. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. If you're already in there, make sure you go to your leader and let the leader know that you have given your life to Christ. Get plugged into something, doing some type of ministry in church, whether it's usher, whether it's working with the youth, the choir, you know, whatever it is, you need to be plugged in and active so that you are not the devil's workshop. You know that saying, an idle mind and even idle hands, they are the devil's workshop. Now, remember that just because you've gotten saved doesn't mean that Satan will not come to you. Oh, he really wants you back now. So he's going to tempt you. He's going to bring to you all of those things that he knew you were previously weak in. But notice I said previously, because now that you are saved, the authority of the name of Jesus rests in you. You resist the devil, he will flee from you. Resist him by speaking the word of God, spending quality time with God in prayer and fasting, in church, and here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on Daily Fire, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. The word is what keeps you. All right? Now, our topic for today is, are you a two-faced Christian? Your task for today is to stand solid and strong. Whatever decisions you make, be solid in them. You know, you did it. You made the decision. If it turns out wrong, even be solid enough to say, I made a mistake or a sin. But don't be someone who wavers based on society or what other people say. Stand solid. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, I said it. That's what I said. And if it's right or wrong, I'm going to repent. I'm going to give that situation.
situation to Christ, something that I can do better. But if you said it, you said it. If you did it, you did it. Don't be a two-faced Christian, a two-faced person, an unstable person. Learn to stand solid.
Learn to stand strong. All right? It changes here. I'll see you tomorrow. Victory is complete.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.